What's up, everybody? How's it going? Welcome to the Cooldown. Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to church. We're going to take you out of church today, as we do every Friday.
On the Call us Hosier.
Say what?
Call us Hosier, you know.
Oh, okay. Call us Hosier. Is that his real name? Why would he pick that name if it's not his name?
Maybe because he's always hoeing folks.
It just sounds so... It's just like, what is
Irish? He's Irish. It's got to be. That is actually his last name.
Okay. No disrespect to the
Hosier
family line. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't you just go to Ireland?
I did. I did not see no Hosiers. I'm going to keep a buck with you. There was no Hosiers that I saw.
This motherfucker is 6'6". He need to get his ass out the booth and onto the court. Okay? Like, come on. Now we need
Is he in the booth? Is Hosier in? Do they go in the booth or are they in like a little different setup? When I think of the booth,
everybody records in the booth.
Rappers and anime voices or whatever.
Everybody who's recording their voice has to go in a booth.
Okay.
It just has to.
Well, I heard you telling me One Republic's in the booth?
Republic, yeah. How many people in One Republic?
One, ain't it? No, I'm playing.
Six of them motherfuckers. They probably all crowd around the mic.
What happened to One Republic?
I've been losing sleep.
Okay.
You know, a little bit of that.
Is One Republic the ones on the outro of Kaiju number 8?
Wait.
I swear to God, it might be. It might be.
I was like, bro, what are you talking about? And I looked out of the corner of my eye on my second screen. I see From Kaiju number 8.
Yeah.
Nobody by One Republic. What in the world?
That's what I was like when I was listening to it. I was like, I don't know about all this. Why do y'all have a One Republic song on the outro? What are we doing?
It kind of hits a little bit.
I get. You know what's funny? We started My Hero.
Okay.
First How's episode of the new season.
I haven't watched it.
It's straight. We're good. We're not on no bullshit so far. We're not on no bullshit. We're back. We're right back in it. Right back in the thick of things. But the first thing I said to Amanda, you know, they got to show their little intro, Deku walking out of campus or whatever. After, you know, he was looking all raggedy last season. He done cleaned himself up, took a shower, talking about, I wonder what the future holds. You know, the shit he's usually be saying. Yeah, so I was talking to Amanda. I was like, you think this intro going to be ass this season? Or you think it's going to be a fire intro? She was like, I think it's going to be good. Like, why do you ask? And that shit started playing. No. I was like, this is exactly what you, first 2 seconds of that intro playing, you're like, this is a stinker to this season.
Skip intro.
This is skip. We got to get this one. Get this shit out of my ears. Please.
I don't think I've liked the My Hero intro since maybe season 4, maybe season 3.
Yeah, I think they've been on like about what season is this? 7?
This is 7.
Yeah, I think they have like a 50% hit rate almost, maybe.
For sure, yeah.
If that. Anyways, how you been doing this week?
Pretty good, man, you know, out here living and thriving. I got good news. It's partially good news, you know, we're still in the thick of it, but the baby is pooping, bro.
She pooping a lot?
She is, in your words, she's pooping gangbusters.
That's crazy. You,
today, she pooped 5 times.
That's like
numbers that she would do back when she was like fresh out the womb. You know, that's womb numbers.
I feel like if you pooping that much, you gotta, you know, them fucking anti-tobacco commercials where the motherfuckers are all flat on the couch. I feel like that's the what she got to look like.
the crazy thing is she still looks like, you know, she still like she got a little pot belly on her, which I don't think she's, you know, full of shit anymore.
That's just air.
You know, I think she had like a little nice little meal before bed. So I think that's like, you know, the meal before bed, it's going to digest in the morning. Or tomorrow, sure. We're just going, you know, it's going to come back out. But the baby's pooping, and she, like, honestly, when you're talking about, like, a complete turnaround, complete 180, like, the last week, she was, like, you know, low energy. She's sitting here, like, you know, super, you know, uncomfy all the time. Every night is a struggle. Now she's kind of chilling. She back in happy baby zone, you know. can't really complain too much. You know, she's just out here being a good old little baby once more. And so, shout out to the baby one time. You know, we not the baby, but you know, shout out to my baby. No, no.
Yeah, yeah, your baby. Okay, okay.
That's not the baby. That's my baby. Wait, isn't that how the intro go?
I have no clue what intro all you're talking about. Well,
that's the baby's intro.
On all his songs, or
not
what?
All his songs. Not all his songs. It's like some of his songs.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not bumping the baby like that to be knowing none of his intros or something. Yeah, outside of that one song where I forgot the move that you do. What was that song? Where he had Bob? The Jabberwockies in the Bob, yeah, I think it was, yeah. Bob. I was like, okay, you got something for here. And then what did he do? Diss the gay community, or what? I forgot what that
gay,
man did.
He dissed the gay community.
Talking about some herpes or something. AIDS.
He said, stop giving each other HIV in the parking lot or something.
That's such an unforced error, bro. Why? Why, bro?
I mean, he was throwing shots at Lil Nas X. I think that's what started it. Which is like
crazy to me.
Of all the people, Lil Nas X is a troll. Like he really is just trolling in his own lane. I don't think Lil Nas X was out here like the baby. Like, you know, he's just doing his own shit.
Wild man. Unforced error, bro. We're going to talk about unforced errors in a second, but
okay,
because we got to wrap up the Drake Kendrick saga. But
we will be wrapping that up.
Yeah, what else has been going on with you?
I'll give you another positive. This past week, this is going to sound lame as hell. But your boy, I'm tracking. I was looking at the sales paper in Kroger. They had brisket 50% off. I said, let me go ahead and lock in real quick. We about to make a brisket, baby. I got the brisket in the fridge, 17 pounds, big old meat sitting in my refrigerator. And I'm going to smoke it up. I don't know if it's going to be this weekend. I don't know if it's going to be next weekend, something like that. We're going to throw that bad boy. It's going to take 14, 15 hours. And, you know, I got to be dedicated. You know, I'm going to make sure that bad boy comes out looking nice, looking juicy. And that meat gonna be tasting good. You feel me?
I'll tell you right now. Looking at the fucking crazy Kroger ad paper, that is insanity
that's,
to me.
That's it's the life of a.
And we're looking at deals ahead of time. That's
actually
crazy.
I don't think it was. Where was I? Because I think it might have been like in an email or something like that.
See,
is that even worse?
If you're not in the Kroger finding that deal. I don't know what to say to you about that.
I shop at Kroger. What do you expect me to do? They got the Kroger now. It's cheaper than Publix, bro. Publix is insanely more expensive. Like I didn't think Publix was that bad until I stopped shopping at Publix. And I was like, wait a minute. It's only $2. Like why is it twice as expensive at Publix? What are we doing here? So you know, Kroger is the go to, man. Okay. And they doing 50% off on brisket? I mean, it was a bag though, $50 on a brisket.
That's irresponsible, but
it's 17 pounds of meat.
Pause.
Think about it.
Anyways, you got anything else going on you want to tell the folks at home about?
I just want to put everybody.
You got any show recommendations?
I got manga recommendations.
Okay.
Have I watched anything new? No, just been reading stuff. I finished that one manga I told everybody about last week. The gambling dude. I was on chapter 300. I read another 200 chapters in a week.
That's crazy.
Wrapped it up. Great ending on that. So then I was like, what else is this author up to? What's he doing nowadays? Because this ended in 2018. Mm-hmm. He's got a new manga out about a young girl who wants to learn how to do capoeira. A young Japanese girl wants to learn how to do capoeira. You know, the Brazilian, like, martial art where you're like dancing like Eddie Gordo and Tekken. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, well, you know, this is something, I guess. He amped it up. I'm gonna say he is 2 for 2. I did not expect. I thought it was gonna be slice of life. I thought it was just gonna be like, oh, I just want to be, you know, good at capoeira. The stakes are getting raised for some apparent reason, but it's clean as hell. So I will recommend for the manga readers out there, check out this one. Is called Batuk. I think it's like a Brazilian word, Batuque. Man, I'm locked in. I think I'm on chapter 30 on that bad boy. And they boxing now, so we good to go. We good to go for sure.
Very nice.
Other than that, I think I'm good, man. How you been doing?
Let me tell you right now, I got a lot of negative energy that I got to get out negative. In these next two episodes. Negative energies. First and foremost, CenturyLink, your days are fucking numbered.
Ooh.
Your days are numbered, CenturyLink. Like, this is a whole thing. Saturday, I'm trying to just tap it. It will happen at the worst time, too. My internet went out at the worst time where I see the Kendrick joint drop, Not Like Us, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, I was like, oh, let me cast this on the Chromecast.
And not the Chromecast.
The Chromecast talking about, oh, yeah, I can't get an internet connection. I was like, oh, I didn't even have time to figure it out. Then I was like, I'll just watch it on my fucking phone. So I had to bump it on my phone. Then I'm looking at the router going, what the hell is going on? How did the internet just randomly go out? I'm like, you know, I'm restarting it, resetting it, do all this stuff. Nothing's working. Trying to get in touch with CenturyLink. Days are numbered, reason number one. They ain't got no customer support phone line. At least on the weekends, they don't. I'm desperately trying to find a phone number to call, trying to skip through the things, speak to an agent. Their shit redirects me to the chat online. I'm like, come on, what are we doing here? So I get on the chat. I'm number 30 in line. It takes me 30, 40 minutes to just get in the chat. Somehow the browser refreshes. I'm, you know, 20 in line again. No. I'm waiting hours just to get in this chat. No offense to anybody in India. I'm not saying nothing racist here, they're connecting me to a call center. I know these motherfuckers just have a script. These motherfuckers cannot help me. I know y'all can't help me. All right. Cause I know y'all read a script. Did you turn it off? Turn it back on again? Yes. I am tech savvy. This chat is for people over the age of 50, 60. Help me. This shit is not my technology. This is not my hardware. This is not my router. It's not the modem. The shit just went out. I'm trying to tell you.
It's their fault, yeah.
So, well, first of all, I had to talk to people because, like, they kept asking me, oh, it's a third party router. They're like, oh, contact your third party router provider. They'll help you out. I'm like, that, first of all, that's how I know you fucked up, because we all know that's not how it works. Nobody's calling their fucking TP-Link. Like, what are we doing? Why would you even suggest that?
What?
That's not going to work on me. So I was like, okay. I was like, fuck all this. I needed to hook up the modem because I had my own router. Hook up the OG router just so they couldn't tell me to do that. Because like before then, I was like, okay, who knows? It could be my router following me for some reason.
Yeah.
Regular modem is broken too. So I'm like, the person's trying, oh, did you turn? I'm like, no, we're skipping all this shit. This is the third person I talked to. Y'all need to connect me with somebody. Have somebody call me. All right, we'll let somebody call you this morning. I'm like, we'll schedule the call for the morning. I'm like, great. I said, they're calling me today, right? Absolutely. Rest assured, they're calling me today.
No.
I go to a movie. By the way, I saw a movie. I'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. Went to a whole ass movie. Had a nice little dinner. Everything. Zero calls. Y'all hold me again, CenturyLink. Number two, y'all lying.
That's reason number two.
Y'all lying through your fucking teeth. All right. Problem number three. Okay. I get home. Nobody called me. You fuckers. You fucked me. Now I'm saying, send somebody out. Don't even call me. Send somebody to my house.
Yeah.
I said, my internet's been out for 2 days now. It's Sunday. My shit's been out for 2 days. It's 2024. I might as well have been transported back to the 1800s. Because this shit's unacceptable.
Oh, 1800s?
No. I said what I said. 1800s. Damn, right? Send 1800s. Somebody out here.
Okay.
Send somebody out here. And this motherfucker talking about, all right, you know, I'm also on the chat. I can't talk to nobody. They don't fucking do that over at CenturyLink. Like, they don't talk to nobody on the phone unless, you know, you trying to pay to start your service or some shit. You hold me. I call them. All right, we'll send somebody out. We'll send somebody out Thursday. I said, fuck you. This is Sunday. This is Sunday. They're like, we're trying to find the soonest available date. I'll give you Thursday. I said, no, you're not doing that to me. 2 seconds later, oh, we actually found Tuesday available. Oh, so you guys are fucking lying to me again, CenturyLink. You're lying through your teeth over there at that fucking call center. I'll go to that fucking call center, smack everybody up against side their head. I know y'all just reading the script. I know y'all just reading the script. But so y'all know y'all selling me lies, all right? Telling me the earliest y'all could do is Thursday, and somehow you find Tuesday 2 seconds later. Stop it. Stop playing around with me, CenturyLink.
Ridiculous.
We still going. We still fucking going. I'm still on y'all ass, all right? Because then the guy comes out. Then the fucking guy comes out. Obviously, I know. I need to know what happened, right? Maybe some cord got stepped on. Maybe some shit broke in behind the scenes. I don't know. Guy needs to get into the networking closet. He goes in the network closet, come back, says, yeah, actually, you know, they just took your account number off the port number for some reason. Like, you know, I just got to call them up and tell them to put your number back on the port or something. Like, I guess somewhere in the networking closet, they took my account and my neighbor's account off the fucking internet. So apparently they're not servicing my apartment because they took the shit off somehow. So
you and your neighbor? Me and my
neighbor, apparently. Oh, I don't know, man, if my neighbor's home right now because they got some shit on their door that's been on there for the past week. So they, you know,
okay,
they're on vacation or something.
All right.
But you're telling me y'all had to send a motherfucker out here to tell me y'all fucked up somewhere in the studio? Back in the booth?
Somebody in the booth
fucked up?
No.
And y'all couldn't look that up on your end in that fucking call center? I should go to that call center and smack, and that executive corporate headquarters, and smack every one of y'all motherfuckers on the back of y'all head. So that's why I'm saying I cancel my CenturyLink. I ain't gonna have that shit. Next month, I already got the fucking people at Astound. I don't even know what the fuck Astound is. They coming out to set my shit up next month.
Better be careful with that, bro. You don't even know what that is.
First of all, the Astound people are coming out in 2 weeks. They're going to set my shit up. And it's $20 cheaper because I also found out this is a whole number 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't know where we at anymore. They raised my shit up $20 from the original price of my original CenturyLink. You're trying to have me pay $75? For what?
You getting gigabit with that, or you getting anything?
I mean, like, I am, but Astound got it for $55. Everybody else got it for at least 65.
Right.
Google got it for, you know, 60.
Okay.
Fuck you doing, CenturyLink. If I'm paying 75, I need to talk to somebody on the phone. Y'all need to send somebody out same day for that kind of money. Stop playing on my fucking name, CenturyLink. Damn. That's where we're going to end this. I hope somebody from CenturyLink is listening too.
Send it to them. We're going to send this to them. We're going to let them hear.
I mean, the D's already done. Y'all already lost my money. Y'all already lost your bag. You fucked up because if this internet didn't go out, I would have never known y'all hiked the price up on me. I would have never saw
their own bag.
Fumbled their own. Y'all could have robbed me in broad daylight. Y'all fucked up. Stop playing with me. Anyways, I saw Civil War. I saw Civil War in the movie. Solid movie.
Was it actually solid? Every trailer I saw of it, it looked a little cringy to me. I was just like, what is going on? Like,
it was good, but there were some questionable moments. Like, the plot, the context of the movie was good. And the context is essentially like, this is not actually about the Civil War or whatever that's happening. It's not a war movie or anything. It's about these war journalists, reporters, like, and how they see these types of wars and like how they're photographing and interviewing and like the adrenaline that they get from putting themselves in these wartime situations. So that's kind of what it's surrounding. So it's kind of like, oh yeah, we're following this star reporter. She's been through all these fucked up, you know, war zones, and she's just kind of numb to it now. So now all this stuff is happening on her home, basically on her home soil. And she has to, the whole plot is, hey, the Civil War is basically almost done. The secessionists basically got this shit wrapped up. They're going to go assassinate the president or capture him or whatever. Yeah. And they want to get a photo of him / interview him before he gets taken in. They want to get like the word because like, that's the whole premise, right? And it's kind of a clean premise. A24, you know, they do some weird stuff in A24s, right? So you know that, you know, they play around with it. But some of the shit just makes no fucking sense, bro. Like, all through the movie, it's just a given that these reporters, like all the soldiers on both sides, know that these reporters are there only to document and take pictures. So they just in the thick of it. Like, you would have thought they were a part of these fucking armies. Like, they're in a full-on shootout, these two things, and they got the camera peeking around the corner. And they're like, oh, my six. The soldiers are literally telling the reporters, oh, my six, oh, my six. Like, they're like giving them. I'm like, what? I'm like,
know this shit.
I'm like, what are we talking? I'm like, and I was like, in my head, they got me mid-movie. They got me in the movie because I'm like, is this shit how it is in real life? And I just did not know. Like, when these motherfuckers are over there in Israel or whatever, you got fucking, you telling me Hamas and Israeli soldiers got the reporters on this right behind them? Like, hey, 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 follow me here. Take this photo. I'm like, what? Like, what are we talking about? Like, this, what is this fake shit? So, I mean, that, and that happens all throughout the movie. So the more you watch this, I think the more like the suspension of disbelief gets crazier and crazier. But if they would have nailed that, I think the movie would have been great.
So you don't think they do that? How do we get that footage then? Like,
I mean, I think they're there. Right, I think they're there, but like, I do not think that
they're not these people shout commands,
like in the middle of gunfire. I don't think that the soldier gives a fuck about who the, like, when your life is literally on the line.
Yeah. I see.
I'm not ushering three fucking journalists around the war zone with me. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. If there's any journalists out there, once again, if you work at CenturyLink, fuck you. But if there are any journalists out there, wartime journalists, let me know I'm wrong. Do y'all know all the SEAL Team 6 commands and y'all in the thick of it? Like, tell, because there's like, there were RPGs going off. Like, people are getting bombed right next to them, and these motherfuckers are trying to get the perfect shot. I'm like, this is insane. This is insane looking to me. Huh. Anyways, I recommend it. If it's on streaming, give it a watch.
Civil War. I will not watch this movie. I'm gonna be honest with you.
That's fine.
I don't like the vibes of it. Seems kind of whack.
That's fine. I think that's totally fine. Saw the first episode of Fallout.
Okay, nice.
We're banging so far.
We're banging.
Looks very, very clean. Very interested to see where it goes, because there's a lot of different like little things they set up in the first episode that I'm like, okay, y'all, we'll see. Y'all might be sliding here, but very true to the game, like in terms of all the iconography, like the set design. They got the pit boys that look accurate, the clothes that look accurate, the raiders. They got raiders in there that look like the raiders in the game. So I'm like, okay, we might have something here. So very excited about that. And finally, we got to talk about the end. What I think is the end of the saga of the Drake versus Kendrick beef that was going on that we've been reporting on for the past several episodes.
Where did we leave off last week?
I think we left off at, it had to be Euphoria.
Okay.
Had to be, because we didn't get everything else until Friday. Mm. We got 616 in LA by Kendrick on Friday. We got Family Matters on Friday. We got Meet the Grimms on Friday. We got Not Like Us on Saturday.
Okay.
How you feeling? I got a lot of thoughts on this, so I'm going to let you have the floor here. I want to hear your overall thoughts on how the rest of it went, and we'll go from there.
You know, I thought they were, I liked all the songs that were released. You know, I definitely enjoyed, it was good music that came out from both sides, from both parties. Obviously, still a K-Dot stan over here. I don't think that Kendrick missed at any point. There are these allegations that information was fed to Kendrick. I'm like, I mean, if that's the case, sure. Then maybe Kendrick's like, you know, is not necessarily, the diss isn't as effective.
Sure.
But the tracks were still bumping. The tracks were still like, you know, he conveyed, he had a message he was trying to put out there. He conveyed it, and he literally swayed the entire public with this message. So I'm like, if your intention was for him to, you know, spread a false rumor to debunk it and then come out on top from that, because it's like, haha, look at this guy, he's an idiot. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, bold strategy, saying, yeah, call me a pedophile, yeah, I'm ready for it, yeah, so I can prove him wrong. But you haven't really been proven wrong just yet, so I'm just like, I don't know, Jake, what the plan was with that one, if it was a plan.
God's plan.
It might have been God's plan. God's plan for him to be passes and smite.
Smoked.
I'm gonna get smoked. Smith.
It's either, it's a smitten. Like, I'm smitten with you.
I'm smitten with you. He got smited. So by him.
Okay. So it's not smoke. I kind of like smoke.
Smoke kind of clean. I like that. He got smoked by K-Dot. So
he got smoked. They packed his ass up and smoked that shit all Sunday.
They really not did.
All Sunday, all weekend.
All weekend, man. Good
let stuff. Me ask you, what's your favorite track out of, you know, starting all the way back at Like That to obviously we end it with, what was it? Heart like Part Us? 6.
Oh, Heart Part 6. That's right. I forgot Heart Part. I keep forgetting about Heart Part 6 because it's just kind of like,
I wonder why.
It's kind of there. Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I like the negativity on Meet the Gramps. I think that one is the most evil of them all. Obviously, you're not going to play this one in the club. It's not going to be the club banger. But it, like, you know, everybody was saying it gives off an evil vibe. They're talking about their grandmama saying turn it off because it's too evil. I'm like, that's what I like to hear. But I like to hear some wicked, like, you know, border. I won't say it's satanic because Kendrick is, you know, a God fearing man. But this is like the God equivalent of something that's like satanic, the Christian equivalent of something that's satanic. I don't know how to best describe that.
I think I got you.
You get what I'm saying. There's some evil stuff going on. And I just like the mess. It's crazy to say. I like the messaging behind it. Other man needs to die. I like that.
Okay.
So that was. Oh, did you see that speed clip?
Where? No, I didn't see the speed.
You gotta watch it.
I Show Speed.
He reviewed. Okay. He did his little thing on Meet the Grams, and then he's listening to the part where he's like, Kendrick's like, Sandra, I gotta tell you, I hate people like your son. He should die. He's like, what? Why would he disrespect Drake's son like this? He's only 3 years old.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
How can you be so not locked in, bro? But I mean,
Speed is never locked in.
He's never locked in. You're right. He's locked in the wrong way. But anyways, that was my favorite one. What you got?
I agree. I think Drake got packed the like once Not Like Us dropped. I was like, you're done. I don't need to hear. My boy Winston, shout out Winston, texted me. He was like, oh yeah, Drake dropped another track. I was like, I don't need to hear it. He's done. There's nothing you can do. So, and we'll talk about it in a second, but my favorite track still, Family Matters. That shit slides, man. And it's a good move by Kendrick to put out Meet the Grams to squash the discussion on Family Matters. Because if people had a day to just ride on the lyrics of Family Matters, we would be going insane. Because Drake literally, it was his fucking ultimate move. He triggered his ult. And then you're like, oh shit. You thought, oh shit, the game. It's like when you're in Street Fighter, you hit that fucking super combo and you're like, oh, this is enough to get their fucking thing. You put the controller down and you're like, oh shit, you gotta hit the controller.
He got one HP. He's got one HP.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that was basically what I was like, okay, he fucking killed this. But now my smoke is to Drake. Actually, we'll get to Drake in a second, but I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I knew after Euphoria, and especially after 6:16 in LA, I was like, Drake has to pitch a perfect game to win this. At least in the hearts of social media, Drake cannot make a single misstep. This motherfucker better be batting 500 or whatever the fuck, because I could tell how people were talking about Euphoria and 6:16 when they were like, actually 6:16 is referencing, you know, this, that. I was like, these motherfuckers are like, they're making up. We're just adding on to narratives, right? Like Kendrick will lay it out. Oh yeah. Here's your double entendre, your triple entendre. Let's go ahead and make it to a quintuple entendre by pulling all this stuff. I was like, you're cooked. You're fucking cooked. Because like, even with the, on Euphoria, the Joel Osteen line, where he meant like Haley Joel Osment, he said, I feel like Joel Osteen.
No sense. Yeah.
Made no sense. People were like, actually, what he was trying to say was he's getting them mixed up on purpose because, you know, that's what he says. I was like, Drake, you're fucking cooked. You're fucking cooked, because if they're giving him this, they're going to give him everything else. So watch out. And Drake just, I mean, I just feel like he fumbled so bad. He just fumbled so fucking bad after Family Matters. Like I said, Family Matters, he absolutely slid on that. But he put the controller down 100%. And it was just mistake after mistake after that.
Instagram posts weren't, you know,
they weren't helping.
Clutch. He thought he could be funny. He thought he could get by with his little boyish charm. No, sir.
Thought
he
needed
to hit him. Bro. Hit him hard.
If somebody calls you a pedophile, and everybody believes it, the game's over. You lost. Yeah. Yeah. You like I and we all knew this. We all knew Drake knew it. He said it on the fucking TaylorMade freestyle where he said, "Oh, call him, say he likes little girls, you know, whatever." He rapped about it, so he knew this shit was an option. How do you not prepare for this? How do you not have some game? Yet. How do you not prepare for this? Like that's what baffles me, right? Because. And I'll get to the planted information shit as well.
Okay, yeah.
How do you not prepare for being called a pedophile? Like that's like these motherfuckers who on Jujutsu Kaisen they're playing it for Gojo. They say, "Oh yeah, we know his abilities, whatever. We've been playing it for months, and y'all still got washed immediately when he showed up in the train station. You got fucking splattered on the wall." And I mean, and I get it. There were some people who planned. But in the immediate battle, in the immediate battle, y'all talking about, "Oh yeah, I can use my, if I use just enough power, I can hold them off just a long." You're done. Don't like, you're not planning enough. Like, you know, the fucking domain expansion is an instant hit. You walked into the domain. It's an instant hit. It's an automatic hit. We all know this. You walked into it. The fuck are we doing?
We know the rules.
What the fuck are we doing? So, I mean, like. If I know he's going to call you a pedophile, if you know he's going to call him a pedophile, why are you dropping Family Matters before he even says anything, right? Like, I know he dropped Euphoria. I know he dropped 616 in LA, but he had not called you a pedophile yet. So you got to know that shit is not wrapped until he uses that bullet, right? You got to assume there's going to be more until he uses the obvious nuke. So you should have had something else queued up. You should have had a little throwaway track or whatever, you know, cooked them up a little bit and just saved something. Save the wife beating or whatever after the pedophile came out. Because
he should have gone all like full blast wife beater allegations.
Full blast.
Solely targeted to Kendrick. Don't mention another person's name. I feel like it needed to be like a Meet the Grams level of hatred.
Yeah.
Meet the Duckworths. That's what you should have done. That's what he should have done. That's the only thing that would have saved him. But
and I get it. You slid on Family Matters. That was a cool little fucking song. You had the cool little video. You had the music video. Oh, that was cool. But when you let somebody call you a pedophile and don't respond for 3 days, you're cooked. And not even the 3 days don't matter. When the second song came out, like, let's go back to the planting information. You planted information, and to this, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say it's true. And I'm not going to say he planted the information that he's a pedophile. That's not a planting information. We all knew that card was going to be on the table before. You don't have to plant that, right?
Right.
The whole daughter thing. You made up the fake daughter. You somehow leaked this information to him. You got the suitcase pick leaked to him. All this shit is fucking beautifully done. Sure, you set it up, and you got this motherfucker wasting his time rapping about some fake daughter shit that you gave him. If you know that you're sending him that information, you need a track ready to go as soon as he drops that track.
It's true.
Hourly, just like he Meet the Grams, you need to, "I don't have a daughter," him type beat, or like, "I fucking hoaxed you" type beat track saying, "Oh, that's really fucking funny because we got all the shit right here in the back." I don't need to hear 3 days later about, "Yeah, we set it up. We fed you this fucking information." It doesn't matter anymore. We're on to the next track.
You got to bring that OVO back to, you know, it's unity. Everybody thinks OVO's in shambles right now.
We're over here talking about certified lover boy, certified pedophile. I don't give a fuck about the daughter anymore. We stopped talking about the daughter 2 days ago.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're supposed to be one of the best rappers. You're supposed to be the Heart Part 6, I'm a war general. I'm decorated. Where's the tactics? Where's the strategy? You telling me you thought Family Matters was it? You ain't have no backup plans for Kendrick?
You know what the problem is? There's too many cooks in the kitchen. All the ghostwriters, the 20v1.
Too many cooks. There's too many cooks in the kitchen. You would think with a ghostwriter, you know what I'm saying? Like, in, I think what the real problem is, this motherfucker does not watch anime. If this motherfucker watched anime,
yeah,
he would have known how to do all this shit the correct way. In anime, if he would have watched Death Note, he would have known how to flip the fucking planet information on him. He would have pulled an L talking about, yeah, actually, you know, that wasn't even me in the fucking photo. You wrote somebody else's name down instead of mine. I'm actually not even in the fucking broadcast. He would have had it ready to fucking go. If he would have watched Jujutsu Kaisen, Naruto, anything, he would have known, all right, this motherfucker hasn't used his special move. He doesn't have, you know, he would have used the Sharingan. He would have locked him up. He's just on his Degrassi shit, bro. He's using Degrassi logic, basic, simple ass. I mean, it was just like the reactionary behavior and the tactical nature of this whole thing. Sad. Yeah. Sad. All the way after a TaylorMade freestyle. Sad. And I know you spent a week making a music video. That's all great and stuff. But just what you need Kendrick plan this perfectly, right?
Right.
Like, and I think Family Matter or Meet the Grams, great track. Or actually, I didn't actually like the track. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't like the track. But from a tactical standpoint, Meet the Grams. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But from a tactical standpoint, I think it was brilliant. Where his best track is out here. Oh, yeah, just push the button. An hour later, we're talking about something else. It's gone. It's done. We erased it. It don't even matter if it matches up bar for bar. No, it's. We're saying vile shit on this. We're bringing attention over here. And then, like, let's say that Kendrick did figure out that the information was planted. So, like, let's say Not Like Us didn't drop and Drake was able to, you know, put a track together and say, hey, all your shit in your last track? Yeah, that's all fucking made up. That's kind of embarrassing. Doesn't matter. I got a second track to go. Next morning, I'm ready to go before you can even say anything. It does, like, I'm like, Kendrick was ready to go. Like, even if he made the misstep, even if the information was planted, it doesn't matter because he was ready with plan B, option two, project. Fuck this man up.
Yeah.
So I think Kendrick played this masterfully. I liked the range. Like, Not Like Us was a bop. Euphoria was a bop. I even like 616 in LA. Meet the Grams, I won't get into, but that one wasn't hitting quite for me because the whole time I had too many questions. I had too many questions where I was like,
okay,
so he has a daughter, like, and this is the same thing that happened with the same thing. And it was like the same thing that happened with the Pusha T, right? Like when we all listen to that and we're like, Pusha T's like saying he has a child. Like, what the fuck? What is this man talking about? And then we got the evidence. Immediately, like it was like, oh, okay, like right. Within a day, it was like, oh, okay, he definitely has a son. Like we already hearing about paternity tests and all this stuff. For this one, I was just like, I'm just too confused. And like the whole suitcase thing, I was like, y'all adding too many elements to this, and it just seems I'm too distracted. Y'all, I wasn't a fan of that part, but it didn't matter because he had backup plans and backup plans and backup plans. And we had to put out the Heart Part 6 on Drake's side talking about I'm not a pedophile, blah, blah.
And don't talk to Millie Bobby Brown. I'm talking
don't to talk Whitney's. To no, talking no Whitney's, Millie Bobby Brown's, it's whatever. And I knew you'd cook because people are online talking about B minor doesn't exist or B sharp doesn't exist as a note. I'm like, you're cooked because... If Kendrick said something about B minor, A minor, B sharp, blah, 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 you know motherfuckers would have ate that shit up. I'm like, I didn't know B sharp didn't exist.
Yeah.
Who cares about that? Who cares about that aspect? And they're like, you know he didn't do his research because B sharp doesn't exist. I'm like, we just talked about Joel Osteen like fucking 5 days ago. Like, what are we talking? I'm like, you are cooked, Drake. That's what I'm talking about. You can't be making dumb mistakes like that. So
picked right apart.
Got your ribs picked off. Just like they were on your ass, brother.
Yeah.
They were on your ass. So we'll see what happens to this man. I think he's gonna have to obviously go away for a little bit, just like what happened with the Pusha shit. And I'm excited to hear Kendrick's. I think we're getting an album from Kendrick, like a proper album. So I think everybody's gonna eat this up now. He's the man of the people. He won the gladiator bout. And it was very entertaining. Got some great tracks out of this. Euphoria, I'm going to be bumping for a long time. Family Matters, Not Like Us, I'm going to be bumping those for a long time. Like that, I'll be bumping for a long time. So, feeling good. And yeah, it was great.
Who's next, though? Now I feel I'm spoiled now.
I saw Future and Future and Gunna were. This is what I was like.
Yeah.
What are y'all? Right. Y'all cornballs. This is immediately we're reminded where we were before all this shit popped off. Y'all got a bunch of cornballs. I don't give a fuck about your music mixtape Future. I don't give a fuck what you got to say, Gunna. If Young Thug is still in jail, I don't give a fuck. Y'all need to be together for me to hear anything that you got to say.
Yeah.
I'm like, Future, yo, you just released this mixtape with Metro Boomin. And you're talking about her album. You just released two albums with Metro Boomin. You apparently were one of the original conspirators for this whole Drake shit. And you talking about Gunna? Where are we in all this? We're lost. We're lost in the fucking sauce. We're fucking lost.
He had to punch down. He knew he couldn't punch up. He wanted hands.
This is what I'm saying. Where like the whole initial start to this was hella corny to me. Where it's like, oh yeah, we're all on these two albums going to diss this one man. I'm like, this y'all sound crazy in my book. Y'all sound crazy, especially when Metro Boomin came back out after he done got a dick slapped all on his face with Make Some Beats, something like that. Not in real life, but I'm like, okay, after Kendrick packed Drake up, then Metro want to come back out. I'm like, in my book, I was like, why are you taking a victory lap? You got your ass beat down, and now you coming back out, and the beat thing was cool. That beat, the BBL jersey was clean. I appreciate that creativity, but you should have had that creativity back when he told you to shut your ass up and make some beats. And then they out here calling you Metro grooming. So I'm like, what are we doing over here? Like, let Kendrick have his moment. I don't want to see nobody riding on those coattails because y'all honestly didn't do shit. Besides, Metro gave him that like that beat. That beat was tough. Everybody else, ASAP Rocky, you got packed up. Weekend, you got packed up 3-4 times. Rick Ross is pretty funny. I'll give you that. And Kanye, everybody packed Kanye's ass up. People, they were like, we don't even want you anywhere near this. Talking about Kendrick, I got you. Shut your ass up, Kanye. So, I'm like, so Kendrick did his damn thing. I hate that everybody was trying to like jump in and give him unneeded assistance because he had it the whole time. But where this goes from here, I think we just get back to the music. We get the Kendrick album, we get the J. Cole album. I'm gonna rock the J. Cole album. I know motherfuckers got shit to say about J. Cole, but I'll play the album. Pride.
Always hating on J. Cole when I feel like when it's not J. Cole season, then J. Cole season comes and it's like, oh, okay, wait a minute, Cole kind of sliding. He's sliding. What's up with that?
Yeah,
what are we doing?
You know they already doing the J. Cole PR spin, talking about he made the right decision, he got out. I'm like, I don't know, man. Putting out a diss record and then taking that shit offline yourself, that's crazy to me.
Did he actually delete it?
He deleted it. He took that all the way off streaming services. So now it's like, wow. I cannot look at you the same when you talk about coming at anybody's throat, coming at anybody's neck. I cannot look at that the same because you took that shit down. But that's just me. We'll see what people think when the full album drops. But I'm sure he will be sliding though.
Man.
Oh. And that's it. It's time to get back to anime next week. I'm going to be talking about My Hero.
Yeah.
My Hero was crazy. The whole episode, 95% of the episode took place just in the air. That shit was crazy to me. I was like, what are we? This is crazy. This felt like I read one single chapter of the fucking manga. Because I'm like, how is this the whole episode? We're just in the air. Wow.
They have flying powers, bro. What you want them to do?
I think they got flying powers, but you know how you read a chapter of the manga and you're like, oh, even in the manga, they be changing scenes like a motherfucker sometimes. Like, I'm reading Berserk, they all over the place. And this,
Yeah.
I just felt like time was moving in slow motion. I'm not saying it wasn't clean.
I see.
but time was moving in, you know, a little. It was like Hunter. Remind me of Hunter a little bit.
Not the Chimera Ant. I actually wanted to bring that up real
Let's
quick.
Go.
Real
Let's
quick.
Go.
Hunter. The boy. I gotta say, do you remember the episode of SpongeBob where he had like Gary in like a snail race?
And then, yeah, like, I do remember that.
And then like Gary was like basically dying.
Yeah, I remember
the whole
that.
Time. That's what I feel like every time I see this man Togashi. He's back on working. He's back working on the next
stop
chapters,
it.
Right?
I saw that. I just said stop
see,
it.
I say stop it too, man. I feel bad. At this point, I just feel bad because I know his back is probably, he's probably laying there. Every time he draws, you know, his back is just destroyed trying to put out entertainment for me. I'm like, sir, I know, obviously I wanted an ending. I want to see how this unfolds. But if you about to kill yourself for this, it ain't worth it, brother. It really is not worth it. And I just, every time I see a tweet, I say, oh, I don't want to see it no more. I don't want to see no more. Hunter, but if he gonna put out some heat though, shit, I'm gonna read it.
Yeah,
though.
I'm like, I'm never gonna read this shit. I'm never gonna see it animated. You might as well just not bother from my perspective. Just go back, yep. Go get your little health care. You know, I know it's free over there in Japan or it's cheap, whatever it is. Go get your little health care, pack it up, hand it off to your wife or whatever you need to do to make you feel better. But it's a wrap on Hunter. We gave up. We gave up a long time. Like, Make a new show.
Why can't he just... That's the thing I'm wondering about. Why can't he just hand this off to somebody? All he got to do is lay in bed and say, yeah, can you go ahead and draw it like this real quick? Yeah, draw this. He's got... His wife made Sailor Moon. Sailor Moon is also one of the goats of anime. One of the most popular anime of all time. She know how to draw. Let her cook a little bit. He got too much pride. He can't let no assistants help him. Nobody can help this man draw. Like, I mean, just he has the ideas in his head. He knows what we're doing in the Dark Continent. Like, just put it down on paper. We'll take care.
Does he know?
He knows enough to at least get us through this arc, bro. We've been on this fucking cruise ship for six years.
Still on the
we've been on for 6 years.
Still on the ship.
We're probably not even halfway to the Dark Continent. It's only been like
wait,
2 days on the ship.
Y'all haven't landed? Y'all haven't touched?
No, we're not.
Ground
we're nowhere
on the continent?
We're nowhere near the continent.
Is this the continent? Is this the continent that they tease at the end of the anime?
At the end of the anime.
So right after that,
they hyped up the continent. They're like, we gotta get to the continent, y'all. Shit's about to go crazy. Then they introduce this contest, this inheritance battle with some king. He's like, hey, y'all, I'm gonna get on this ship. All my kids, y'all gonna get my power, like y'all gonna get my, like, you know, inherit like my power after I die or something, or inherit all my money. What's that gotta do with the damn continent, bro? Get us crazy. To the continent. That's what we're stuck in. We're stuck in their battle for the throne.
He fumbled that shit. I mean, yeah. And honestly,
set himself up.
How are you trying to tell me about this fucking election? How are you telling me about a fucking cruise ship? After we just had the Chimera Ant arc. We literally just had this motherfucking Meruem. Just, I
World
mean, body every World motherfucker that we knew in the series. Outside of Hisoka and motherfucker who got his shit stolen by Kurapika. Everybody.
Hello. Yeah.
We had the fucking chairman come down, get packed up. We had the fucking, all the people under him get packed up by Meruem. The only reason, y'all took Meruem out. On a technicality, basically. I'm like,
y'all made him get sick.
How are we trying to go from that to hanging out on a cruise ship for 6 years? What are we doing? 16 years. I don't know. What are we doing?
If they made it, the Dark Continent, I think, was the only thing that could probably have something to top Chimera Ant.
There's no way. They haven't even made it there yet.
I know. But they make it sound so dangerous to the point where I'm like, whoa, Meruem might be, he might get dwarfed. But I guess I'll never find out.
Impossible. Yeah, you'll never know.
I'll never find out. So who knows? Who cares? Anyways, I just wanted to bring that up because it makes me sad seeing this man still drunk.
Well, take care. Take care, Togashi. With that, we'll take care.
We will.
I don't know what to leave y'all off on. Fuck CenturyLink.
Fuck CenturyLink.
What's the opposite of a master? rookie tactician. You're a rookie tactician. I'm about to. You said a slave? That's crazy.
That's what I thought you
Kendrick
were about
over
to
here
say.
Said. Honestly, that's crazy. Kendrick said he over here called us some slaves. I'm like, that man did not call y'all no. So he's. I was like, he did not call y'all slaves. And Kendrick ran with them. I'm like, you are getting packed the fuck up. He said he called us some slaves and ran to Atlanta. And I was like, oh, it's over. It's over. That's like when you fucking, and this is what I'll leave it at. You know, when you get, when you're in a fighting game or some shit, you only got a slither of health left and they hit you with the ultimate move and you're dead, but the rest of the animation got to play out. That's basically what it is, where I was like, certified lover boy, certified pedophile. We were already cooking your ass up. But now we just got to let the animation play out as the rest of the song just continues. I'm like, that's crazy to me. Yeah. That's crazy. Packed your ass up. Took a one-way flight back to Toronto as a colonizer.
Don't come back, brother. Don't.
You
come
are
back.
Black. You are half black. And he called you a colonizer. Is crazy. That's crazy, man.
He literally
I've never
the,
seen such.
He took the
such
strength
work.
Of the Black Panther away from him.
He just really did. He said, let me take that half back. You are full white. Not only that, you're a colonizer.
They posted pictures crazy. Of him with his family, with his baby mama and their family. They're like, look at this white man. Jeez.
I mean, it's sad. We'll see what happens next week in this episode of Player Files. Will I have another Century Link story? Probably not.
Hopefully not.
Probably not. Will I have more Fallout stories? Probably. Will you have more poop stories? Probably.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
Okay. All right, everybody. Stay safe. Have a good night. Goodbye.
Peace.